A study in the September issue of the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine is being called a Consumer Reports-style analysis of the quality of adolescent drug treatment programs. As NPR's Rachel Jones reports, the study sets research-based standards of quality for teen substance abuse programs.
Often, a parent seeking treatment for a substance-abusing teen is making decisions in crisis mode. Even when money is no object, parents may have little guidance in finding appropriate care. Many can only ask questions like, is the program accredited? Or what's the ratio of patients to staff? Or how many teens who enter treatment actually stayed away from drugs or alcohol? Most programs could answer the first two questions fairly easily, but researcher Mattea Falco says a significant number have no idea how their young patients fared after treatment ended.
Very few programs have any data at all. What is the kid like a year after getting out of the program? Is he using drugs? Has he been arrested? Is he back in school? All of those indicators are very important.
Falco is president of Drug Strategies, a Washington-based nonprofit drug policy research institute. She co-authored this week's study. In addition to the archives publication, the study is available online. Falco and a team of 22 drug treatment experts evaluated 144 programs based all around the country. They ranked each program on 9 different criteria. Developing those criteria was the first thing researchers had to agree on. Certain themes were obvious. For example, having family involved in the treatment process and the ability to keep teens in the program.
That essentially means that the program is able to interest the teen in the program, in a sense, to hook him early in the process so that he will want to remain in the program. And this is true for non-residential programs as well as for residential programs.
Among the 9 quality indicators are whether staff members are well qualified, whether the programs are appropriate for teenagers, and whether they're able to approach each teen as an individual, taking gender and culture into account. They also rated whether the program followed up to find out if patients stayed drug or alcohol free, and whether the initial assessment led to the best treatment.
By assessment, we mean looking at not only the teen's substance abuse problems, but looking at physical health, mental health, status in school, family situation, a whole comprehensive picture of the reality of the teen's life.
Researcher Wilson Compton directs the Division of Epidemiology Services and Prevention Research at the National Institute on Drug Abuse. He says this really is a report for drug treatment consumers.
What this study provides is an objective way to rank programs against the strongest scientific criteria for quality.
Compton says no one has done this kind of analysis until now because addiction in teenagers was viewed in a different light than addiction in adults.
One of the issues is that we had this idea that it's just a phase the kids are going through and they'll outgrow it. For a long time, I don't think we realized how significant these conditions were in adolescence and how important it was to treat them early.
Compton says that while the indicators used in this study are a promising start, he thinks they need to be tested to determine if they are, in fact, the best benchmarks for quality treatment. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.